reconvene this meeting at 6:27 PM. Anyone have a motion?
The motion.
Need the motion to remove it from the table?
We tabled the motion, so we should.
I move that we take item 5A from the table.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
So are we?
We have
vote to remove.
No, you need to vote to remove from the table.
And then we discuss.
This is just the vote to remove it from the table.
Yeah. Okay. Thank
you. Ready? Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Now the main motion.
Would you read that so it's clear, please?
Okay. Move to implement the collective bargaining agreement with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW 1547, and to adopt the city's last offer to the union of June 9, 2017, which offer was rejected by the union.
Now we open it up for discussion. Julie.
So I have a number of questions for the finance director.
If you come forward, state your name and address for the record, please.
Steve Burgess, 8.5 miles Moline Highway.
So, Lee, there have been various comments made and in the community, and it leads me to think that maybe the complete picture isn't totally clear. And so what I'd like to do is walk through some of the factual information as best we can tonight, so people are getting a bit better, clearer picture of all the different components that we're dealing with. So first, could you describe the three categories of employees when it comes to health insurance benefits in the city right now?
Yes. So the three categories, if you will, I'll say that the first category are permanent benefited employees not represented by the IBEW. Those employees under the current personnel policy would pay 15% of the cost of all insurance premiums for themselves as employees, spouses if enrolled, and a child or children if enrolled. That would be the first category. The second category would include employees represented by the IBEW that were hired before July 1st, 2011. Those employees would not pay any percentage of any health insurance premiums. The third category would be employees represented by IBEW hired after July 1st, 2011. Those employees would pay 0% of health insurance premiums for themselves and 30% of health insurance premiums for their spouse if enrolled or child or children if enrolled. Those are the three categories that currently exist.
Okay, so kind of to summarize, we have a range of percentages that employees match for health insurance benefits from 0 to 15 to 30, depending on hire date and whether they're union or not.
That's correct.
Okay. So bear with me for a minute. Under the last offer the city made, which is the one that's in front of us that we're talking about in this motion, would some union employees pay less under this new agreement for health insurance than they're currently paying now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how many employees that would affect that way?
Currently one.
Okay.
Currently there's one employee that pays something for health insurance that under this proposal would pay less for health insurance.
Okay. And are there any city union employees that have like duplicate health insurance policies? In other words, either they might be covered through them or their spouse by another job or circumstance?
I can't answer that for certain. It's a small community. I think a lot of people know people and know if spouses work somewhere in town, and if they do, they might be privy to those benefit packages. So I suspect that yes, there are some spouses and or children that have other health insurance coverage from somewhere else, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. And so if you look at total health insurance costs for city employees over the last 10 years, how have those increased over 10 years?
A lot. for everyone in Alaska, my understanding. I a long time ago kind of went back through our old files and tried to figure out what the premiums were and wrote those down. And it looks like to me the insurance premiums have increased by about 60%, 58% to be exact, over the last 10 years. So since 2007, 2008. For example, I think just for an employee alone, the total premium cost just for an employee was $478 in 2007, 2008. This past year was $818.50.
Per month,
yes, per month. For families, I think I've got that here too. 2007, 2008, it's going to be a similar proportion. It was about $1,500, $1,523 back in 07, 08. This current year that we're in, it's been $2,680 a month for the whole family. Those premiums are going down a little bit, about 8% next year, which is great. So overall, they've gone up about 58% over the last 10 years, about 5.8% a year on average.
Okay. Switching from the health insurance component of this agreement, there's a second component about the step wage increases. I'm not sure if I'm using the right terms, but we basically have agreed to remove 6 of the lower steps and then add 3 to the higher step. And that, correct me if I'm wrong, that kind of effectively shifts the wage ladder, so to speak, to higher wages. Is that correct way of looking at that?
Yeah, I would say so. That's correct.
And so there's some employees that were maxed out. They're on that high end, and they'll have 3 additional steps with this proposal?
So there's one employee that's been parked at the top step of the wage scale for about 3 years, I think. And then I think there might be one or two others that have recently hit the top step. And then maybe a few more that will hit the top step within the next 22 years, probably. I don't know that offhand, but that's right.
Okay. So it's not like a across-the-board increase today, but a few employees may be affected today, and others in the future potentially could be affected positively with wages.
Yes, I think so. To the extent that under the status quo, they wouldn't stand receiving more step increases, the ones that are at the top of the scale, under this proposal, they would stand to have 3 more step increases over the next 3 years.
Okay.
And any that are currently in the first 6 steps that would be eliminated would automatically move up to the new first step, which on the existing pay plan is step 7.
Do you know how many employees would be affected that way?
I believe 3.
Okay, so 3 on the lower end would be immediately moved up to sort of what step 7 would be.
That's correct.
Would happen.
I believe so.
Okay. And then any new hires also would be hired in at those higher wages.
Yeah, at a minimum, a new hire would be hired in the new step 1, which is the existing step 7, unless management or the borough manager wanted to offer something higher than step 1.
Okay. And then the last part of the proposal that we have before us is a 75 cents per hour wage increase across the board for all union employees.
Correct.
Okay. Do you know how many employees would have a net gain out of that? So in other words, to balance out the increased cost of health insurance that they may receive?
I think based on my estimates, I can answer that. My estimates are that 14 of the 24 represented positions would, over the next 3 years, receive more in wages as a result of the modifications made, including to the wage table, as well as the 75 cents, than the additional cost that they would pay for health insurance premiums.
Okay.
14 of 24 would have a net benefit, according to my calculations. Yeah.
Okay, so that's as a package?
Yes.
Net benefit from the entire package?
Yes, so the calculations I came up with to kind of figure out what it would require to fund this proposal include wages and things tied to wages, such as overtime, vacation, which is actually a fairly small amount, vacation liability based on wages, and but also any employees that would stand to benefit over the next 3 years from the fact that the wage scale itself is being modified. So I tried to come up with a way to quantify that over 3 years, and so my answers to those questions are based on that.
Okay, and one more point of clarification. The step wage increases, those will continue to happen. Those are sort of outside of this one-time 75 cent per hour wage increase across the board. Is that correct?
Yes, there's been no contemplation of changing our policy with regard to annual step increases on employees' anniversary dates.
And can you explain a little bit about usually how that occurs? Is it annually, automatically? How's that decision made?
So as long as I've been here and for years before that, as far as I'm aware, annual step increases have been awarded on anniversary dates of hire, or actually I think it's the first of the month of the month of hire. That's kind of referred to as the anniversary date just for payroll purposes and keeping that simple. So if someone was hired on February 17th, the future anniversary dates would be February 1st. But on the anniversary of hire, it's our policy that supervisors do a performance evaluation and evaluate the job performance of each employee. And if that evaluation is satisfactory, the employee receives a one-step increase on the wage scale. And that's been continued since we started with this wage scale, from my understanding, all the way up through current for all employees that are permanently benefited.
Okay. My last set of questions is about this table that you put together and provided to us, and I think it's out there for the public as well. And it's titled Total Estimated Cost to the Borough of Various Wage Increase Scenarios. Includes wage table modifications tentatively agreed to. Sort of the left-hand side of the page is the cost to the borough for the IBEW workers, the union workers, and then the right side of the page is for non-union workers. And so if I'm correct, I just kind of wanted to walk through what's in a box, the upper box, which is what we offered at 75 cents an hour wage increase across the board. Let me make sure that I have this correct. For the next 3 years, that would cost the borough $252,000, roughly?
Yes, that's an estimate.
And it would sort of cost the employees by the sense that they'd be paying some to their insurance, approximately $175,000?
Yes, with the one clarification, though, that estimate is based on the next year's insurance premium costs. And just multiplied by 3 years. I don't know or have no way of predicting what might happen to the actual insurance premiums, but it also assumes that all employees who have their spouse or children enrolled will not change that, mm-hmm. and any that don't also won't change that. So it just basically takes the status quo and extrapolates it out by 3 years. So that estimate is based on those assumptions. Like if I could plug in different assumptions and I would come up with a different number probably, but I had to use something instead of the status quo that I used.
Okay, and so, sort of the net cost would be to the borough roughly $76,000.
Yeah, that would be the sum of the preceding two columns, the positive cost of the borough and the negative savings to the borough, if you will, of employees paying out that number there.
Okay. Now, following that to the right, you talk about if we were to take this proposal and apply it across the board to non-union workers as well, what that might look like. And so you have a 3 year cost of approximately $300,000?
Yeah, just relating to the non-union employees, if the same provisions were implemented across the board, yes.
Okay, and then the next column is 3-year net additional cost. So that includes?
That's all employees. So, yeah, the $301,000 would be just the positions not represented by IDEW. The one next to that adds the IDEW cost, net cost to the
employee.
So that'd be citywide, the net 3-year cost of this proposal.
Okay. And then the next column, you break it down into what that would mean in an annual cost.
Yeah, that's just that column divided by 3.
Okay, so that's about $126,000, what we're talking, the annual cost of the borough. If this were to be applied to all city workers.
Correct.
And then the final column, you break that down into what that would be in a property tax mill equivalent.
Correct.
And that's 0.92?
Yes, that's so the additional borough cost per year, it should be that column divided by approximately $137,000, which is the equivalent of 1 mil property taxes. In other words, if we were to raise property taxes by 1 mil, we could expect to get $137,000 more property tax revenue. So that column was provided only for illustrative purposes. It's not part of the proposal to do anything to property taxes, but it was just included as a contextual way of seeing what that cost means in other terms. And so yeah, I included that just for informative purposes.
Okay.